All right, so let's move on to item nine, staff report. And Gail, I'm going to turn to you to start and see how we should proceed.
Yes, I just had a few things to comment on. Last month, the board approved Sagitech as a new pension administration system vendor. And they recently communicated with us. Originally, we had they had slated Surram as a project manager and KC as a deputy project manager. They have proposed having KC as the project manager. Where Sisera is comfortable with this, we've been mainly working with KC and have been very pleased so far. So we will be agreeing to that change, but I wanted to let the board know about that. We have started building requirements for the new system, and we're starting a bit ahead of schedule, so that's a good sign. And I did want to mention that we are working on a reopening of the office plan, and that will be forthcoming. And then also, you may recall that March tends to be the month with the largest number of retirements. And I wanted to assure the board that even though we are working remotely for the most part, that we are not anticipating a delay in the typical turnaround time for retirements. We are proceeding as expected, in some cases even a little sooner than expected. So I just wanted to report that to the board. And that's all that we had for staff comment today.
All right, thank you. Any questions for Dale on the staff report? See none. All right, outside professional reports. I think we lost Harvey. So are there any other staff reports or items? Karen, anything from the general counsel?
Not at this point, thank you.
Great, all right, thank you. All right, so let's go to trustee comments. Are there any comments, observations from trustees?
I do. I made some notes. I know a cross-section of us attended the SACRS conference this year online. I know David made a presentation. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to see it, that was given very high marks. Looks like Jerry saw it. I do have some notes. Hopefully these are designed to be broad in nature, capturing the at 30,000 feet kinds of input that we get from our speakers. First is David Kelly, who is a JP Morgan strategist. Back to pre-pandemic in the fourth quarter, no fiscal hawks in Washington, all are spenders. We'll see very strong GDP growth, perhaps up to 10%. Paying people not to work is working. Labor costs are going up. Normal long-term interest rates are inflation plus 2.5%. Expect higher rates. Likes value in international stocks and real estate. Crypto is not a currency because it does not have stable value. Basic use is in money laundering. Be careful purchasing any one or more of the top 10 stocks in the S&P 500. Anyway, that was our first speaker. 337 Act Plan CIOs, Tim's counterparts, were the second grouping that I captured some input from. Because the federal government is transferring 20% of GDP in stimulus payments, the economy is booming. Current high returns are borrowing against the future. The current hot investment is industrials. Crypto is basically used to make illegal transactions work. Colonial Pipeline was the immediate model. SPACs, you're hopefully all somewhat familiar with those, are an end run around the SEC and poor returns so far. And the biggest future issue, vulnerability of the internet. We as a society are very unprepared. Third speaker, David Rubenstein, perspective on the Biden administration. Biden has spent more time trying to become president than any predecessor in history. The market will care if the cost of rebuilding the infrastructure is borrowed, like all other current stimulus expenditures. Corporate tax rates will probably go from 21 to 25%. He believes we will probably not get increases in capital gain rates. He does not expect an era of good feelings to break out in Washington. To be transformational, he has to get his major programs adopted now. California will continue to lose citizens, and private equity is an important component of asset allocations, all of which we've heard various pieces of today. Mohamed Elarian is the Alliance bond investing specialist. The US economy will boom in the near term, up over 7%. The key issue will be to control inflation. The introduction of modern monetary theory is leading to more instability. Expect higher interest rates and lower bond prices sooner rather than later. Expect that the supply side issues will lead to near-term higher inflation. Expect no real change with China. Biggest risk is geopolitical with China. Be careful with emerging market debt traps. Okay, we then had two women talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Some interesting statistics. Women now manage 5% of the 80 to 90 trillion in investments. Their goal is to bring women in the money management profession earlier, establish measurement goals, desire greater equity, but they did not define the term, and focus should be more on benefits of diversity and inclusion rather than on compliance with rules and quotas. Final speaker that I captured, Steve Wesley, you probably all sort of remember that name. He ran for governor some time back, has been in running his own fund investment company now for some time. Silicon Valley is the leader of innovation. 50% of NASDAQ new listings are by companies headed by immigrants. Lithium batteries are the power source of the 21st century. Most battery plants are being built elsewhere, not in the US. Electric vehicles are the cars of the future. Tesla will dominate, but probably it is not a good time to buy Tesla. Thinks crypto is the new future money, but not Bitcoin. Interesting. Don't invest in commodity stocks. Look for 60 to 80% margins. Anyone who attended have any additions to any of that? Hopefully I captured them reasonably accurately.
In listening to the comments from Mr. Rubenstein, I was reminded of the, and your comments that President Biden has been running for president for 50 years. Remind me of the old line about the dog who chases the car. What does he do when he finally catches it?
Yeah.
Mr. Wesley came off to me as such a true believer that it's like, don't confuse me with the facts, whatever they might be. I mean, he's just, I was seeing this major disconnect between where we are today and how we're going to get to Nirvana. And he just sort of dismisses all that and says, it's all going to happen anyway. Don't worry about it. I mean, the guy is, he's a true believer. What can I say? And when you're a true believer, you know, nothing gets in your way. So whether or not he makes it, I don't know. The equity presentation was very interesting. Cyber self-defense was scary, as a lot of those presentations are when I heard that, because all it basically said was, you know, anybody who thinks they're fully protected is wrong. Just start from that premise. The China speakers, you didn't talk about that, John, but there were three speakers that were talking about on China, and they seem to be, they're nothing if not salespeople. That's what I got out of that presentation. They think China is the way to go, and any questions to the contrary were just dismissed. And so I thought to myself, I'm not sure what kind of credibility. They weren't presenting any kind of objective viewpoint of Chinese investment. And Dr. McDonald's presentation and his speaker was excellent. Very well done, especially for a new kid. Now, actually, I didn't know exactly what I expected. When I saw it on the agenda, I thought it was going to be something about how the various plans and several plans in particular were responding to COVID, but that wasn't it at all. So she was an extremely well-versed and articulate speaker as an epidemiologist. And to the extent that I'm capable of drawing that conclusion, it sounded like she really knew her stuff. And David did do a nice job as moderator, especially on his maiden effort. So he looked like he could have done another hour, and some of the people might have stood around, but he had to say, we're done. So anyhow, all in all, it was a good presentation, and I applaud Sackers for what they've gone through to try and put these things together virtually, because it's a tough thing to sit through for that many hours. And you just have to know where some of the speakers are coming from. Some of them are salespeople, some of them are not. And if you kind of keep those things straight, I think it gives you a good perspective.
Thanks, Jerry, for the comments. I appreciated being involved in that. You know, the one thing about the China talk was my impression when concerns were raised that their response was, well, yeah, we know those concerns are out there, but we know where the alpha is. So it didn't make me any more comfortable.
And Mike.
This is just general information for the board, but also especially for Gail. Last 2 weeks, I've had quite a few retiree referrals coming to me asking questions about some needs that they have, and they were all referred to the office. All of them gave really high praise to the staff for their quick response, even though they're not in the office. And that especially goes to Tim Hoppe and his staff. I felt it was really interesting that there are several people, I think two or three, that were asking for verification of their income for the retirement because they wanted to purchase real estate. So apparently the retirees are out there doing well enough that they're moving around and purchasing some new properties. But staff has got some high ratings and they're doing a great job.
Excellent. Great to hear. Thank you. Any other trustee comments?
I just wanted to put another plug out for the Sackers UC Berkeley program. So this is titled Modern Investment Theory and Practice for Retirement Systems. And like I mentioned before, I have attended these programs and really got a lot out of them. This is scheduled to be from July 13th through the 22nd. So it's spread out quite a bit, and these talks will be recorded. So it's not expected. They understand that people are not going to be able to log in live for every session. So you will have the opportunity to view those talks at your convenience. Lot of good content across the spectrum, from ESG to actuarial considerations. I don't think Paul's going to give that talk this time. He's always very entertaining. But for everyone on the board here, I would highly recommend that you attend this, and hopefully I'll see you there.
Excellent. Thank you. Any other trustee comments? Seeing none, we will stand adjourned and see you next time. And I guess it's June 9th. So until then, adios.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.